once-off social welfare payment of €200 in April, a €100 child benefit payment in June, an extension of a lower VAT rate for hospitality being extended until September, and more. In total, €1.3 billion more to help with the increased cost of living because of inflation. Business groups have broadly welcomed the government plan. Others working with people on low income say it's not enough. We'll talk to the St Vincent de Paul later. Ivana Bacik is here. She's Labour Party leader and the party's housing spokesperson. Ivana Bacik, thank you for coming to us this morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for inviting me in.
What measures included in this plan would you not have introduced?
Well, first of all, we very much welcome any measures that have been introduced that will assist struggling households and families. And that's for sure. I mean, all of us are very conscious of the real hardship being experienced as we see rising energy bills, rising food bills, and of course, rising rent and mortgage for so many people. So that's the first thing to say, is we do welcome that. However, we would have preferred to see a far more targeted approach, and a targeted approach that would have also addressed structural poverty. So we're concerned that this amounts to a further series of one-off payments, which, while welcome, will do nothing to prevent a cliff edge occurring for many families and households. So what we have said should have been done instead should have been an increase in the core social welfare rates. And indeed, both Vincent de Paul and Social Justice Ireland have also called for this. In other words, rather than giving a one-off bonus payment, if you like, which is what the government have announced with this package of measures, we would have preferred to see a commitment to increasing social welfare rates in line with inflation, indeed, but to the full value of €20 per week increase we had sought back in October. Now, the government then increased by €12 per week. We're looking now for the government to increase by a further €8 per week for social protection recipients for core rates. And again, this is something that all of those working on the front line with families that are struggling have suggested is going to be a far more sustainable way to tackle poverty than the one-off measures, although welcome, but, you know, which don't go far enough. In terms of, you know, how would this have been funded? Well,
how much would it have cost?
It would have cost €500 million to increase by €8 per week for the rest of this year. But look, let's put that in the context.
But for an annual cost, how much would it have cost?
Well, it would then be, it's €500 million for the 10 months, and of course that is on an ongoing basis. But let's put that in the context and contrast it with the €300 million that it's going to cost to extend the 9% VAT rate, the lower VAT rate for tourism and
hospitality. That's a one-off cost.
It's a one-off cost, but I note the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council concerned about the inflation effect of that particular measure. And indeed, we in Labour have always said that any extended reduction in VAT rate for hospitality, or indeed for any sector, should be contingent on that sector increasing and improving wages and conditions. We're conscious that one in five workers in this country is on low pay, and that one of the most low pay sector, one of the sectors where we see low pay most evident is in hospitality and in tourism. And we think that there should have been a contingency there for employers there to ensure that their workers are protected and that wages and conditions are improved.
Separately, the Taoiseach has confirmed to the Dáil that a decision on an eviction ban, which is in place until the end of March, will be made in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And he intimated as much with us on this week, a number of weeks ago here. How long do you want the eviction ban extended for?
We've called for it to be extended to the end of this year. And, you know, I was glad the Taoiseach confirmed to me yesterday that the government are actively considering this, because there'd been a lack of clarity from government on their intention here. What we're now calling for, though, is government to come out swiftly to make a decision. The housing minister last night, again in the Dáil, saying they're conducting a review of the effect of the current ban, which of course is in place until the end of March.
Even though it clearly hasn't stopped a rise in homelessness.
No, and there are shocking homelessness figures. You're quite right, Gavin.
But the eviction ban hasn't stopped
it. But even government...
So it hasn't worked in that sense, has it?
Well, let's put it this way. It certainly worked to prevent the figures being worse. And the government spokespeople themselves have accepted that. So I think that's accepted throughout the community. We hear that from associations working with people in homelessness. We hear it ourselves from our constituents, that it's prevented a bad situation getting worse, while it hasn't stopped us reaching these hideously record figures of homelessness, of over 3,400 children in homelessness now. So clearly, the eviction ban plan has had an effect on preventing more families entering homelessness. But it was never something we looked for its own sake. We wanted to see that brought in, and we want to see it extended now to ensure there's a breathing space given, not just to families and households facing eviction, but also to ensure that government would put in place a series of measures to provide for greater supply of homes. We want to see, for example, the ramping up of the tenant in situ scheme. That's the scheme where councils are empowered to buy houses from landlords who wish to sell, buy houses where families are already in residence, and to keep them in residence as renters to prevent them entering homelessness. We've had really unsatisfactory response from government on that.
A variety of government spokespeople, including ministers, have cited the fact that they may seek the Attorney General's advice in order to extend the eviction ban. You're a lawyer. What legal barriers do you know of that might prevent a further extension of the ban?
Well, first, I'm glad the government have committed to that, to seeking legal advice, and indeed, excuse me, as I say, the Taoiseach confirmed yesterday a decision would be made in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We think it should be made more swiftly, that the Attorney General's advice could be got, I think, much more quickly than that, because we're concerned that people are facing a cliff edge at the end of March. And we're
what
approaching
barriers
that.
Do you know that might
but the barriers that exist clearly are the constitutional protection for private property. However, that is also conditional on the common good, and it does enable the provision of the Constitution, Article 43, does enable the state to take action on and particularly on a temporary and proportionate basis to address a crisis in homelessness, to address, and that's how the basis on which the current eviction ban was justified legally. We believe.
So there aren't any absolute legal barriers to extending an eviction ban in your view?
No, absolutely not. Not if it's done in a temporary and proportionate way. And again, if we look at the record figures on homelessness, Gavin, if we look at the fact that over 11,600 people are in homelessness, I think there's a clear proportionate response required of government, because we know, again, from Threshold, we know from Focus Ireland, we know from all the NGOs and from the people we meet every day, that the eviction ban is preventing more families entering homelessness, that a key cause of homelessness is evictions in the private rental sector. And may I say, it's an overall failure of government that we have been seeing this over-reliance on the private landlords who are filling a very necessary gap, but are filling a gap which the state should now be filling by ramping up its delivery of affordable homes for people. And we really want to see government use the time, the breathing space of an eviction ban to deliver more homes for more people.
Labour Party Leader Vanna Batchelor, thank you for coming into us this morning.